I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Angel Island makes it onto an endangered list. The San Francisco Zoo gets a financial boost. Three Point Reyes dairies receive federal funds. Marin County fights offshore drilling. And Monterey County tries to creatively prevent an immigration detention center. Angel Island Immigration Station in San Francisco Bay has been named one of America's 11 most endangered historic places. The odd-numbered list is announced each year by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. That's a nonprofit chartered by Congress in 1949 to help communities maintain and enhance the narrative power of historic places. Several structures are in danger of collapse on the island, including a mule barn and a powerhouse. Over 30,000 immigrants of Asian descent were detained there between 1910 and 1940. The trust awarded the Angel Island site a $25,000 grant to jumpstart local campaigns and to renovate its outdoor terraces. The San Francisco Recreation and Park Department got approval to loan up to $8.5 million to the San Francisco Zoological Society. That's the nonprofit that operates the city's struggling zoo. A recent audit revealed that the zoo spent around $12 million on capital improvement projects without the required approval, and it has failed to modernize aging exhibits. The loan requires stricter oversight with plans to reduce costs and increase attendance, including a proposal to bring giant pandas to the zoo by 2028. The purpose of this loan is to tide them over for the next few years while they engineer a financial turnaround. Visitor attendance is the main source of revenue for the zoo, and it has remained below pre-pandemic levels. Three organic dairies relocating from the ranches in Point Reyes National Seashore will get some financial help from the USDA. About $316,000 each will go to the Robert McClelland Dairy, the Spoleta Ranch, and the Kehoe Family Farm. The funding, secured by Representative Jared Huffman, will help pay for conservation projects as they move from the seashore to areas around the Marin-Sonoma County line. It will help pay for waste management, methane capture, and building upgrades. Marin County will administer the reimbursement-based grant. The payments follow a 2025 legal settlement requiring 12 ranches to stop operations on the seashore. The Marin County Board of Supervisors approved a one-time donation to the Save My Coast Coalition. The coalition, led by Santa Cruz County, is a group of local governments that oppose offshore drilling along the Pacific coast. Marin joined the group in November. The $29,000 contribution will support the work of a public advocate. It's in response to a new proposed federal leasing program that would implement executive orders by President Donald Trump and Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum, both entitled Unleashing American Energy. It allows, over the next 5 years, up to 34 offshore lease sales in Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and along the Pacific coast. That's a sharp departure from the program set by the Biden administration, which included just 3 lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico, the smallest ever offshore leasing program. One way to discourage the construction of a federal immigration detention center is to change the local land use policies. That's what Monterey County supervisors started to study last week to prevent what they say is happening in the county next door. In Santa Clara, the county council's office was unaware of a planned project to build an 18,000-square-foot facility east of the city of Gilroy. The deal was a 20-year, $26.5 million lease by the General Service Administration, who awarded the contract to Beverly Hills-based Elmwood Capital Group. In addition to exploring the possibility of rezoning, Monterey County also passed a resolution opposing the site and said it would join litigation to stop it. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says that there's been 6 deaths of detainees in the state between September 2025 and March of this year. Nationally, 40 people have died in ICE custody since the Trump administration began its purge of immigrants. As of April, the federal government had detained over 60,000 immigrants. About 70% of them have no criminal record. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.